We saw an ad for DebtFix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call DebtFix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio.
Well, it is a freaky, feeling fine Friday edition. Finally getting underway here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Jeff Byers with you. You can call me Ironhead, and you can call me at 814-954-7266 if you wish to join the big program this morning. Lots to get into. Do want to start a little bit of technical issues behind the scenes. We're working to get those resolved. And just trying to communicate here while I'm on the air. And again, we're working to get those things resolved. Lots to get into. Do want to start, and we will pick up the discussion. We're going to line up some guests to talk about the Jerry Sandusky case. John Ziegler just dropped overnight a new podcast, and I have not had I've listened to about 10 minutes of it. We had some other things going on. I was hoping to listen to a little more of it. I'll listen to the rest of it this afternoon. But he dropped a podcast last night on the Benefit of Hindsight podcast, the series that he has done on the Jerry Sandusky case. And this latest one is with an unidentified, by choice, former student-athlete who got, was like many folks, initially, and this is kind of covered in the first 10 minutes. He's like, yeah, initially, I didn't think Joe Paterno did anything wrong. And thought it was ridiculous, the way he was treated, but wanted Jerry Sandusky to burn in hell and get everything and then some coming at him because, my God, the poor innocent kids, how could this happen? And then he eventually listened to some of the John Ziegler presentations, evidence, and started to realize, this maybe isn't what I thought it was. And then started to really do some digging and actually was directly involved in setting up the communication with the one so-called victim who now is pretty much flipping his testimony from the trial. And this is kind of what those of us that truly believe in our heart of hearts that Jerry Sandusky is innocent, this is what we've been waiting for, is that there are multiple people, obviously, who know the truth, and that eventually, hopefully multiple individuals will be willing to come forward and say, listen, that this was a travesty. This didn't happen to me. Got caught up in the moment, the pursuit of money, et cetera, et cetera. And so one of the victims now, the alleged victim, I guess we call them, in the court of law, they're a victim. But they now admit, they're still saying there was one incident, I think it's two incidents of, I guess you would call it inappropriate touching, but that a lot of what was testified to at trial, not what happened. And then the mother of one of the so-called victims has also come out and said, that was complete BS. We made it up. We got the storyline that we ran with, and sorry about that. Paraphrasing. So Frank Parlato has conducted interviews. John Ziegler, again, this interview is with a former student athlete. And it is interesting. In the podcast, the former student athlete goes by the name of Chuck. That is not his real name, as is clearly established up front. But one of the things that, one of the many, many things that, unfortunately came about as a result of the entire case and the way it went down, is that there are a bunch of individuals who, even if you believe that something did go down, they had nothing to do with it. And yet, because of the, I guess, political poison that comes with being associated with it, it's like, well, yeah, if you were on that staff, we can't touch you. Meaning can't hire you. My gosh, you got to watch your words in this particular case. It is also now one of those things where I think, first of all, let me say, I think most of us now that are on the side that we believe Jerry Sandusky is innocent, I don't think any of us, I know John Ziegler and Frank Parlato and yours truly, are not of the mindset that no matter what evidence you present to us, our minds are made up and we will. No, if there was actually compelling evidence that, oh my God, something horrible actually did happen, Jerry Sandusky is a pedophile, man, we would, all right, well then, there you have it. It is pretty remarkable to me that some 14 years later, we don't have that. And what we actually have is a lot of very compelling evidence that nothing happened. But even in the moment, going back to the trial, one of the more amazing things to me about that trial was the lack of any real evidence. Now, you had, again, testimony. I get it, and that is evidence in and of itself. But, I mean, there was no physical evidence by their own admission now. Many folks involved in the case, well, we had the dates wrong. We weren't really sure what year, not positive of the location. Again, some of the stories were just outlandish and bizarre and just truly made no sense. And yet, again, we have public perception was shaped very quickly, very early. And, you know, I still go back. I was one of those that I just genuinely did not understand how easy and to what degree you could manipulate information and testimony in a grand jury presentment. The grand jury presentment, when it first came out, was, we've talked about it, but I'm reading through it, and it's like, oh, my God, this is truly awful. And there would be no reason for somebody to make up a story about seeing a rape in a shower and reporting it. And this is just awful, awful stuff. And we were on air at the time, and it's like, my God, it just, I feel like the innocence of my childhood is lost, and all of this. Completely ignorant was I of the fact that, oh, yeah, by the way, you can just make stuff up with no accountability in a grand jury presentment. And that's exactly what happened. Nobody anywhere ever said they saw Jerry Sandusky raping a child in the shower. But to this day, I would bet most Americans, if you are remembering anything about the case, that's what you're remembering. And it was never testified to. Nobody anywhere said that. And that ought to be troubling to folks. The fact that we have not had a new trial granted in this case yet, with all of the problems in the prosecution, from the prosecutors themselves and a lack of just decency within the prosecutor's office in this case, the way the case unfolded, the cooperation that folks got to, and John Ziegler has talked about this, it really was a perfect storm for Jerry Sandusky, a horrible perfect storm, where, again, I don't think it was that anybody initially was, all right, let's go frame the defensive coordinator of Penn State and try to bring down the Paterno empire at Penn State. That, like, it wasn't that a bunch of people got together and, hey, we've got to concoct this story. It is that you had an individual who thought they might be able to get away with something, and I think thought they could extort some money, and told a story, and it was checked out, and authorities said, yep, nothing here. And then they decided, it's a long, complicated story, but the Mike McQuarrie component, and you had a clearly flawed man, as we all are. I don't even, but he was flawed. And again, I do think Mike McQuarrie, when initially contacted, thought either they were coming after him for the gambling that he did while quarterbacking Penn State, or for the very inappropriate pictures sent via his cell phone to young ladies, not his wife. And when presented with an out, hey, man, we just want to know what you saw, I think he genuinely was trying to be cooperative. And I think he, my guess is to this day, he's still not really sure what he walked in on. And I don't think he actually walked in on anything. But I think he may have genuinely believed, yeah, I'm not sure what's going on here. And as happened with, I think, much of the testimony, and we did talk about it even at the time, where if I bring you in for questioning on an incident, and I say, tell me what happened with an individual on a given day. Just tell me what happened. And I'm like, well, I don't really remember anything. You know, this guy was at a camp, and, you know, he gave me a hug. He hugged all of the kids, and, you know, we went out and played. And that was, I don't know, that's kind of what I remember. Well, kid, here's the thing. We know that he was abusing other children, and that the abuse usually started with like a hug and maybe some touching, and then it escalated. So this is just kind of the how he operated. Do you remember anything else? Are you sure it was just a hug? Because we have, again, tens and tens of kids that are saying, man, he abused. Well, now you're thinking back to it. And it's like, well, I don't want to, yeah, if this guy was abusing people, I want to help put this guy away. And, well, yeah, maybe the hug was a little longer than I thought it should have been. And, you know, come to think of it, maybe his hand was a little lower on the back than, well, if you are suggesting things as an investigator, you're leading the witness. You're getting a story to be told, whether or not the story. Ah, test 1, 2. All right. it is going to be one of those mornings. Going all the way back to the beginning, and again, the number of flaws in the way this case was handled and the lack of allowing any reasonable defense to be presented, not giving Sandusky and his legal team adequate time to sort through the information that was provided at the time, the number of changes to the stories that have been told, it is just impossible. If you have been paying any attention to the story, to the case, it is simply impossible to not understand that, at the very least, a new trial for justice to occur, a new trial has to be granted. And real evidence needs to be presented. And I'm not overly optimistic that it's going to happen because I think there's just a political component to this now. It always has been, but it just, in some ways, I think gets more ingrained with each passing day, each passing month, each passing year. And I just don't think there's going to be a, even though there absolutely should be, needs to be, I would argue has to be, a new trial at the very least, if not just the outright, hey, we made a horrible error here, and we need to allow Jerry Sandusky to go. The fact that in every story and every letter I've seen from Jerry Sandusky, his side of it, to this day, it is all about, hey, I just want the truth to get out there. It's not that, man, I want this guy to change his story. I want the, it's let the whole truth please come out. And he knows, Jerry Sandusky knows he is innocent of these charges. He knows it. And it is just very frustrating that evidence continues to mount. Hey, here's new information here. There's new information there. You go back to even just the way the preliminary hearing was conducted. That alone would be a strong reason for a new trial. You don't hold a preliminary hearing at a hotel, a room off of a hotel lobby. That's not the way our system works, kids. And, I mean, that is just one of many examples. Again, I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of John Ziegler's latest podcast. It just dropped overnight with the benefit of hindsight. And I'll listen to it in its entirety over the weekend, jot down some notes. And we're going to work to get Frank Parlato, John Ziegler, and maybe a couple of others on here in the coming weeks. Because I do think it's important. It's much like the Jeffrey Epstein case. I don't think there's probably a whole lot there. And that's fine. Release it. Just show us what's there. You get nervous. I get nervous anytime folks are like, oh, no, we can't really release this information. Now, I understand there are cases where, yep, man, there's actually really good reasons to protect innocent people, all of that. But, man, generally speaking, just, yeah, show us what you got. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
You being hacked by Russian hackers, you think?
Something's going on, man. I can't, we've got quite the situation in the studio this morning.
So do you think, like, I know a little bit, could it be like, is there a control board or computers, or what do you think it could be?
Our main computer is down, but it looks like everything is on.
Oh, it could be a monitor.
It could be.
Yeah,
that.
I'd push the button on the monitor and see me, because I know.
98.7 The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 98.7thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
you've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Hey, you! Why aren't you helping hang this drywall?
Because I'm the plumber.
How am I supposed to know that?
See? It's right here on my shirt.
Oh, yeah. Now I see it. It's hard to tell who works for me and who doesn't.
I had that problem, too, until I had company shirts printed. Now, it's not a problem.
That's just what I need. Where did you get your shirts printed?
Pamp. They did a great job, and now I can spot my employees right away.
Hey, Joe!
What?
Call Pamp and get those shirts printed for the crew ASAP.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized T-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk. Thank you, dear caller. I think I think we have things at least pretty close to operating as normal, as close to normal as we can get in these parts. It is a Friday morning, and it is time for a check of the sports scene as we head into the three-day party weekend and looking forward to it. The Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest, of course, rolls your way tomorrow. And if you're heading up to it, I will see you there. State College Spikes losing a 10-8 battle to West Virginia last night. A 6-run sixth inning rallied the Spikes to within a run. They had been down 9-2, but pulled to within a run and ultimately falling 10-8 to the Black Bears in last night's game. And of course, the two teams were rained out, and that game just canceled from Wednesday. So this ended up being the first game back for both teams from the break. Spike starter Dylan Fisher taking the loss. He allowed 5 runs in 3 innings. And Cole Caruso had a very good night for the Spikes, driving in 3 runs on 4 hits for the Spikes. The teams will wrap up what is now a 2-game series tonight in a 6:35 start at Medlar Field at Lebrano Park. Former Penn State women's soccer midfielder Olivia Smith has signed a 4-year deal with the Arsenal from Liverpool for a world record transfer fee of 1 million British pounds. That makes it the most expensive transfer in women's soccer history. Smith spent one season at Penn State her freshman year back in 2022. She scored a goal and had an assist, and even back then had already had a lot of experience representing Canada on the international front, and she was the youngest player to debut for the Canadian national team. She left Penn State in 2022 after that freshman campaign and signed a professional contract with the Toronto Nitros, and then eventually worked her way into the Portuguese Giants Sporting CP, and was the player of the season there, and that season led to her transfer to the Women's Super League, which is the premier women's soccer league in the world. She scored 8 goals in 22 games. Smith joins England's most successful women's club and joins Grace Fisk now as the only former Nittany Lions on the Women's Super League rosters. Yeah, very cool stuff. Big Ten Media Days will roll your way next week. Big Ten Network will have lots of coverage, pretty much wall-to-wall coverage, from Las Vegas, where this year's Big Ten Football Media Days will be held. All 18 schools will have their head coach and players representing the programs. It'll be from July 22nd through the 24th, so Tuesday through Thursday of next week. Big Ten Commissioner Tony Petitti will kick things off with a press conference on Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Again, over the 3 days, all 18 head coaches will have press conferences, and then they'll have a press conference up at the podium, and then they kind of break out into more, not one-on-one sessions, but like scrums, if you will, media scrums. So they'll go to a table and folks will gather around, and some will just stay with a given coach. Some will bounce around a little bit, go from one table to another. And again, that'll get underway next Tuesday. Penn State head coach James Franklin will have his stand-up press conference on Wednesday afternoon at 3:45. And again, that will be telecast on the Big Ten Network. And good news for those of us that are Steelers fans. T.J. Watt has agreed to terms with the beloved Steelers on a deal that will make T.J. Watt the highest paid non-quarterback in the National Football League. Now, reportedly, the hang-up had been Watt wanted more years. Apparently, he'll settle for 3 years, a 3-year extension, but it is worth $123 million. That would be an average of $41 million a year in new money, and that would put him just ahead of Myles Garrett, who inked a deal worth $40 million a season this past year with the Cleveland Browns. Watt's contract includes $108 million in guaranteed money with the signing. Of course, Watt has been a perennial Defensive Player of the Year candidate. He was in the final year of a four-year, $112 million deal that he had signed back in 2021. But he held out of the OTAs and minicamp because he wanted what he now has, which is the new contract that will pay him very handsomely for the next three seasons. The Pittsburgh Pirates will come out of the All-Star break tonight by hosting the Chicago White Sox in the first of three at PNC Park. This game pits two of the worst teams in Major League Baseball against one another to start the second half of the season. Bailey Falter will get the start for the Buccos against Jonathan Cannon for the White Sox. That pitching matchup should favor the beloved Buccos. The Pirates are 39-58 and trail the first-place Cubs by some 18.5 games in the National League Central. As bad as that is, the White Sox are even more woeful. Chicago is 32-65 on the season. The White Sox trail the Detroit Tigers by 27 games in the American League Central. Battle of Central Division Cellar Dwellers. Tonight's game starts at 6:40. Airtime is set for 6:15 right here on your home for Pirates baseball, Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Of course, the Pirates coming out of the All-Star break with a ton of momentum. They went in with that one-game win streak. Never mind that they had lost 8 of 9 going into the break. They have the one-game win streak. Riding that momentum, as well as the strong inning by Paul Skenes at the All-Star game, where he struck out two and got a ground out for a 1-2-3 top of the first. Not to mention, O'Neill Cruz gets to the semifinals of the Home Run Derby, and you can just feel the momentum surging. And now an opportunity to really build on it with the White Sox being the opponent. How could you not take advantage of that? And they won their last six home games, don't forget. Pirates also have traded utility player Adam Frazier to the Kansas City Royals in exchange for minor league infielder Cam Devaney. Devaney is primarily a shortstop. He is batting .272 with 18 home runs and 55 RBI in AAA action this season. He has yet to play a major league game and will start with AAA Indianapolis in the Pirates organization. Meanwhile, the Philadelphia Phillies are at home tonight against the Los Angeles Angels. The Phillies have a half-game lead over the New York Mets in the National League East. Philadelphia 54-41 on the season. Jesus Luzardo will get off, will get the Phillies off and running, or so that is the hope. He'll get the start tonight on the mound for Philadelphia. First pitch at Citizens Bank Park is set for 6:45. And again, a lot of talk out there. The hype is continuing for Penn State football and what it could accomplish in the upcoming season. Got my Town and Gown football annual yesterday. And it really does feel like kind of everything has come together to where the program, whether or not they take the final step and close the deal and win a national title, It does feel like they are going to be perennial contenders. Coming off, from a victories perspective, the greatest three-year run in program history. And, again, a chance to really build on it in the upcoming season. And when you look at the way the schedule lays out, we talked about it a little bit yesterday on the Goon and Ironhead show. Penn State has, you know, let's face it, they have three cupcakes. I'm sure if you're listening in the Lash building, pay no attention to the man at the microphone, but they do. They have three wins to start the season in Nevada, Florida International, and Villanova, all at Beaver Stadium. And from a fan perspective, I think those 3:30 starts are optimal. You get a little extra tailgating. You still get out at a pretty reasonable time. And I think it's just a good situation. I think it's a good situation from a parking standpoint because folks will filter in throughout the morning and early afternoon. And if those games go the way they likely will go, yeah, some fans will start filtering out at halftime and even getting out of the lot. Some will stick around and tailgate a couple of hours afterward, if the weather's nice and all of that. So it's nice both coming and going, those 3:30 starts. Noon start there with Florida International, that'll be fine. And then you get the off week, a bye week, and then it's whiteout Saturday at Beaver Stadium with Oregon visiting. And that game could get a little national attention, just a guess. And then you have big games coming up, important games to get W's with trip to UCLA, home with Northwestern, big trip to Iowa. Looking to take care of business in all three of those. And then, look at that, another bye week before you make the trip to Columbus. And that game just might get a little attention again this season. And then you close out with home games a home game against Indiana, trip to East Lansing to take on Michigan State, back home with Nebraska. Keep an eye on Nebraska. That team could come in with like one loss on the season. Could. Went over that a little bit yesterday on the Goon and Ironhead show as well. And then the Nittany Lions will close out the regular season with the trip to the always hospitable Rutgers. Those fans always very welcoming, make it just an enjoyable experience for Penn State fans every time they make the trip. So let the hype machine continue, I say, for the upcoming season, because I think it is going to be a whole lot of fun. And I think it's going to carry right through all of the sports seasons for Penn State in the upcoming year. Was just talking with a buddy last night. We were talking about the hype for the football season, and it's hard to Metro, his contention is this is the most hyped season that Penn State has had since 1999, since that team. And if you remember, there were local stores that, hey, if Penn State goes undefeated, which seems like a real possibility, you can get like items for free or half off. Or there was all kinds of crazy hype with that team. And this might be the most hyped Penn State team. Hopefully a better finish for the upcoming season than that 99 team had. But it segued into a conversation about, is this the most hyped academic sports year overall in Penn State history? And I can't think of a year where I think it's unquestionably yes, because I don't remember a year where you go in like really truly legitimately feeling like there are four programs and maybe I would probably add a fifth, that it feels like if they're not the favorites, they are certainly like really strong contenders to win the national championship. And there's a couple of others, by the way, that could sneak in there and do it as well. But Penn State football, no question, one of the contenders as we start the season, at least believed to be, throughout the country. So you have Penn State football, no question right there. Penn State women's volleyball is back again. I don't know that they're going to go on the dominant run that they did under Russ Rose, but I don't know that they're not. They are absolutely stacked once again. There's no questioning the inspirational coaching of Katie Schumacher-Colley, the momentum that program has coming off of last year, the leadership within that program. And again, much like football, I wouldn't sit here and say it'll be shocking if either don't win the national title, but it would be shocking if they're not one of the final four or five in both cases standing. There's some other really good. Nebraska's going to have a really good, like really good women's volleyball team again in the upcoming season. Louisville and Pitt, a lot of the same suspects from a year ago will be right there. The Big Ten in both football and women's volleyball is just going to be a gauntlet. No question about it. But Penn State women's volleyball, nobody is going to be shocked if Penn State wins another national title in the upcoming season. Penn State wrestling is a prohibitive favorite to win the national title, and I think Penn State men's hockey is now a prohibitive favorite to win the national title. Men's gymnastics is always in the mix. I think men's volleyball can be back in the mix in the upcoming season. Women's soccer, you're never shocked to see that they're making a run toward the Final Four, and they, again, every year you're not going to be shocked. Could women's hockey take that next step and get into the national title conversation in the upcoming season? Yep, could happen. Men's lacrosse, I think, is on the cusp as well. They're on the short list of strong national title contenders in the upcoming season. And I think women's lacrosse, again, it wouldn't be shocking to see them back in the mix. And you have, again, a bunch of other programs that are, I think, heading in the right direction. So, yeah, I don't think when you just with the four programs, and again, I think there's a lot of momentum and wind at the back of both of the lacrosse programs and women's soccer, but with the hype that is surrounding Penn State football, men's hockey, wrestling, and women's volleyball, yeah, I think this is probably the most hyped Penn State athletic year, coming off an outstanding season, by the way, across the board. Probably in school history. I don't remember a year where there were these kinds of expectations of multiple programs where, like, it's going to feel like a letdown if they're not, you know, in the Final Four or, you know, in the mix, in the race for national titles. And again, a bunch of other programs that I think are working their way toward that type of status. Track and field, baseball, softball. I think men's basketball is coming. So sit back, buckle up, and enjoy, Penn State fans. We'll take a break here. And we'll open the phone lines on the other side. It's Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing. And now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
You've got to feed the beast. Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
We don't just talk sports. The Fox. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday. Jeff Byers with you, and you can give us a ring at 814-954-7266. Scott Giese undoubtedly dealing with sunburn, probably some shark bites, getting stung by jellyfish, and just having a downright miserable time at the beach. Although he denies any of that. Communicated with him yesterday. He says, nope, did see a couple of jellyfish, scooted them back in the water. Says he's working on his farmer's tan, and no shark sightings is his story. But, of course, that could all change today. But we wish Mr. Giese all of the best as he wraps up his beach trip. He'll be back with us on Monday undoubtedly ready and raring to go. All right, it is National Tropical Fruit Day, so go enjoy your tropical fruits. I like the kiwi. Actually love grapefruit, and one of the frustrations is for yours truly, and I get it, in the overall scheme of things, probably not one of the great challenges that mankind has to worry about, but the I'm on medicine to combat high cholesterol, and they tell me I should not eat grapefruit, and I love grapefruit. I'm not happy about it, but I like the kiwi, probably my favorite tropical fruit. It is National Sour Candy Day. I like candy, and I like sour flavors kind of in general, like the IPAs, as I will attest to tomorrow. But, yeah, I'm not big on the sour candies. Not even sure why, because even as I say that out loud, it's like, well, knucklehead, you like sour stuff. See the aforementioned grapefruit, IPAs, and other such things. And you love the candy, you've got the sweet tooth, but yeah, I don't know. For some reason, I don't like them together. And it's also National Caviar Day. Count me among those that I've tried it, I think twice in my life now. And now the last time was many years ago, and I know tastes can change. I just, both times I took a bite and I'm like, no thanks. But for those of you into it, maybe a little champagne with your caviar later today. That one I'm going to stay away from. Tropical fruit, count me in. The other two, the rest of you can enjoy caviar and National Sour Candy Day. Not a lot going on today on the national front. Now tomorrow, and I'll share a quick story here, tomorrow is National Daiquiri Day. That I can get behind. It's also National Play Day. I'm all on board with that. It is National Words with Friends Day. I am borderline addicted, and I really do now. That is a game I could play literally hours on end and just waste hours on end, and have done so over the years. I do love playing it. I still do it. I am very conscientious of limiting my time with it to about a half hour a day. Sometimes it'll be just a, you know, half hour straight. Sometimes I'll do 15 in the morning and then 15 maybe as I'm heading off to bed. But I really try to work to limit my words with friends. But boy, I like the words with friends. Always liked Scrabble as a kiddo. It is also International Retainer Day. Not sure. So if you're needing to wear a retainer to keep those teeth in order, I guess you celebrate that fact tomorrow. I'm not sure. And it's also tomorrow is Toss Away the Could-Haves and Should-Haves Day, which apparently we celebrate the third Saturday in July. Each year across the United States, this was created by a motivational speaker and author, Martha J. Ross Rogers. And she says the day is a day where everyone should let go of the past and live in the present. And she says the first step to participating in this day is to find a pen and paper and then write down your could-haves and should-haves and then throw away the list. The could-haves and should-haves for the NCAA. Should we suggest that to them? Because, man, if they had gone, as Joe Paterno suggested many years ago, they should. If they had just been able to get out in front of this and listen to folks who were saying, listen, you're being ridiculously greedy, and the student athletes are bringing in a lot of money for the universities and the organizations, share some of it. Give them a stipend. Give them a monthly stipend to go buy some clothes, buy a pizza for your friends, was Joe Paterno's big line. Nope. Well, I guess today or tomorrow, NCAA should write that down. Boy, we should have listened. Should have done that. And then throw it away because that's all the good the could-haves and should-haves do. But, man, what a missed opportunity. National Daiquiri Day. Quick little story about young Ironhead. And I don't even know how old. I was a kiddo. I'm thinking maybe 10, 11 years old, right around probably my kiddo's age now. And it is summertime at the Byers residence, and my aunts are over at said residence visiting probably for the week, maybe a couple of weeks even over the summer. And I'm in and out of the house, running around with friends, biking, playing pickup games, doing all of the things that we did in our idyllic childhood. And I come into the house. My aunts are out on the deck. They're relaxing. Nobody else is home. And I see a pitcher of a delicious strawberry milkshake on the counter. And I say to myself, boy, it is a nice summer day. A strawberry milkshake would sure hit the spot. And I pour myself a glass of said strawberry milkshake, and I start consuming it. And I walk out to visit with my aunts, both of whom have a strawberry milkshake in hand. And since I'm telling this story in connection with National Daiquiri Day, you may have guessed it was not a milkshake in my hand. And it was panic mode. You didn't really drink that. Oh, yes, it's a delicious milkshake. You guys did a wonderful job making it. You cannot have any more. And it was delicious. I enjoyed it. And now I get to legally enjoy it on National Daiquiri Day tomorrow. Go out and enjoy to your heart's content. Now, I'm probably not doing daiquiris tomorrow because it is the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest, and I will have plenty of alcohol consumption at said Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest, and so don't think a daiquiri beforehand would be a good idea. I know a daiquiri afterward would be a horrible idea, so I may delay my celebration of National Daiquiri Day by at least a day. But, you know, maybe we could extend it into National Daiquiri Week, and at some point in the upcoming week, I would be willing to participate and partake in the celebration, which officially is tomorrow, of National Daiquiri Day. All right, we'll take a break here. Some news to get into, and we'll open up the phone lines. Again, 814-954-7266. Our final hour of the week, it's Let's Talk on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to XYZ Printing.
My son's soccer team is looking for new jerseys.
Well, I can do that.
Something in green with white lettering.
No problem at all. Right here in this box.
Those are white shirts.
Not for long.
Just because someone says they make custom t-shirts doesn't mean they're from Pamp.
What's the name of Yun's team up there?
The Tigers.
Is that with one G or two?
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Sports fans flock to the We Are Inn in Phillipsburg for fun, great food and drink, and to cheer on the Nittany Lions. Now, coming to State College soon, visit the new Happy Valley Live by the We Are Inn next to the Hampton Inn, the former Damon's Restaurant. Happy Valley Live will become your go-to spot for sport, great Italian and American cuisine, the best bar in town, special rooms for parties and meetings. It's a Penn State fan's dream, just down the street from Beaver Stadium and the Jordan Center, and they're hiring. The countdown is on. The new Happy Valley Live is coming soon.
You've got to
feed the beast.
Whether your beast is a horse, pig, or cow, or a dog or cat, or even the birds, let the Center Hall Farm Store help you
feed the beast.
And the Center Hall Farm Store can help you get your lawn, garden, and orchard growing strong. Stop on in at 110 West Allison Street in Center Hall, or check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com. And let us help you
feed the beast.
Your sports radio.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority.
Woo-hoo!
WFXS America.
98.7 The Fox State College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Friday morning as we kick off the three-day party weekend. Jeff Byers with you, and again, the phone line is open and available for your use at 814-954-7266. The Pennsylvania 11U State Tournament for Little League Baseball continuing throughout the weekend and into next week at State College at Montressor and Gill Fields. And they're still in need of volunteers. If you're able to help out for some of the time spots, you can go to State College Little League and sign up for either concession work. They need some assistance with the fields, with the scoring, with the announcing, all of those various roles that come with running a baseball tournament. And so, again, if you have a little time over the weekend and you'd like to help out, they would love to have you help out. And welcome to all of you in town for the 11U Little League Tournament. Hope you're having a good time, and best of luck to all of the teams that are competing in the state tournament. Penn State, not surprisingly, raising tuition again. I find it interesting that one trustee, Anthony Lebrano, voted against the tuition hike. Lebrano says he just can't vote to support a tuition increase at this time. And listen, it is a difficult spot and for the trustees. And without seeing all of the information and budgetary concerns and all of that, it just, on the surface, I do think there are some things that could and probably should be done to keep tuition costs just steady, or maybe, just maybe, I don't know, it's a crazy thought, actually reduce the tuition prices from 1 year to the next. Do you know that it is now, according to the multiple stories about this, it is well over $20,000 now for the average tuition at Penn State. That is, for a state school, that is, that again, I know we're in a time, everything's going up, I get it, there's concerns across the board and the uncertainty right now with a bunch of things, I get it all. It just, man, that is a lot for in-state tuition. This is, again, the annual, sorry, not semester, the annual tuition. Now, this is tuition, not room and board. Tuition will be a little under $21,000. It's $20,878. And for out-of-state students, the annual tuition is $44,574. Man. I'm sorry. That is just crazy to me. Penn State is raising tuition for at least some of its students for a sixth straight year. And again, at some point, and obviously they're not at that breaking point, at some point you do price yourself out. And again, doesn't seem like they're doing it here. People will complain and then they'll pay it, or so it seems. Right now, but man, that is the budget increase. Again, includes the tuition. It goes up by about 2%, but then also the room and board costs go up by about 2%, and the the Big Ten average, this is from a statecollege.com story. The Big Ten average is $15,505 per year. This is apparently according to a presentation to the budget committee. Just trying to find it. It's just under a 3%, 2.85% increase in the what they call the standard double room and mid-level meal plan at University Park, which would mean the average room and board cost is over $14,000 per academic year. So tuition and room and board for an in-state student, you're up at around $35,000 for the year. And again, this is at a state school. That's just a lot. And again, only one trustee said, I don't think we should be doing this, and that was Anthony Lebrano. It just seems with the amount of land that Penn State has, and again, I'm not privy to, there's a lot of things that I'm sure, or at least I hope, that they're taking into consideration. It just seems like maybe this would be a good time to sell off some assets to see if there could be better use of some of the land, some of the property, buildings and whatnot that Penn State owns, and try to keep that tuition a little more in check. But instead of selling off properties, Penn State, this is also a statecollege.com story from Jeff Rushton. Penn State finalizing an agreement to purchase the former Beta Theta Pi house for $7.3 million. And the Beta Theta Pi house, of course, is where the Timothy Piazza incident occurred, where Piazza, a Penn State student, lost his life during a hazing event, and just an awful situation. And then there has been this ongoing dispute over the property, and the covenant that said if the property stopped being used for the purpose of being a fraternity, Penn State could reacquire it. A lot of things went back and forth there, and apparently now there has been an appraisal of the property, and it looks like this is going to be settled, and that Penn State is going to buy the property. And I want to get to this part of the story. Again, this is Jeff Rushton, statecollege.com. While Penn State has not disclosed the long-term plans for the property, former Penn State President Eric Barron testified at the trial over the deed provisions that acquiring the house was not a motivation behind banning the fraternity. Well, okay. That was going to be said whether it was or wasn't, right? And I don't have a dog in the fight. I'm not arguing either way. It's just that him saying that doesn't, in and of itself, give great confidence or comfort that, that's clearly the case. And it may very well be. Again, I'm not making an accusation. I'm just, whether or not that was the purpose, it's not going to be openly or publicly stated. It is not clear, again, what the university will be doing with the property and whether or not this will... Well, we don't know. We don't know what it's going to be used for. And I think that is... I think whether or not this is a good decision by the university will largely depend on what we see happen with that property. But I just don't know that this is the time. It seems like maybe that is property you could be selling off and finding somebody that can put it to good use rather than expending more money. But that's, again, outside looking in. I don't know what all the plans are. In fairness, I don't know that because Penn State has not disclosed it. And we'll be keeping an eye on it because there's been other properties of Penn State that are still just sitting years and years with, it's like, is anybody going to do anything with this? And so far, the answer seems to be largely, no, not so much. Again, keep an eye on it. But if you have a kiddo going to Penn State or if you're attending Penn State, again, not surprisingly, probably anticipated it. But, yep, your costs are going to go up a little more again in the upcoming year. Let's head to the phones. Good morning. You're live on Let's Talk.
Hey, as a kid going to college freshman year, you got so much in scholarships, offset the tuition and room and board. And then we had this thing called, it was kind of like a quasi-job. Like you get assigned to clean the cafeteria or work at the library.
Yep.
So I'm wondering how many hours you'd have to spend cleaning those cafeteria tables to pay some of that tuition.
Yeah, I would think quite a few actually, but it's
crazy.
It is for an in-state. It seems like that we've gotten a little out of control here, and I guess it'd be one thing if I thought, man, well, they've done everything they can to cut costs. It's just that I don't believe that to be the case. I wish they would really look at some alternatives here to trying to keep tuition, at the very least steady. But I really wish they'd look at ways to get the tuition down under $20,000. That just seems like a remarkably high number for an in-state figure.
I'm 10 years older than you, and there was a lot of inflation following my graduation in 82. So in 82, I think room and board tuition was $4,000. That was in 82.
Yeah.
That was at a private school.
Well,
we were talking about sports and kind of the, you know, we're past the demolition phase, and we got the foundation kind of built, but we've got all the building materials on site, but we don't really have the architect on site yet with the plans. But I think there's a similarity just across the board with it, academic and advanced degrees in education. I think in the spring, I actually heard Harvard thinking out of the box. Now, they're a little different. You probably know this. They're kind of investment rich, whereas Penn State is land rich.
Yes.
And they were actually considering making everyone who would qualify to come to Harvard, they're going to waive all their costs. So their thinking is, okay, we do you the good favor of providing you a degree, and you go off and have a successful career, and then you put it in the gift basket.
Yeah, you know,
after you graduate.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, I don't know. I used to think that Penn State was kind of, we have a different basket. It has a mix of things. We got land assets. We have gift assets. The thing about Penn State, you got to remember, on the one hand, we were isolated from the state, and when we became a land-grant university, but we weren't. We had all those governors that were coming out of Bellefonte during the Civil War.
Yep.
So politically, we were very well connected, but geographically, we were isolated. And in order to get this little campus off the ground and have it continue to grow over the decades, we had to become a city. And, you know, had to provide our own water and sewage. And, now that we've got some municipalities built up around the campus, they have their own water and sewage. But we still retain that. Because I think it gives Penn State some control of their destiny to control that infrastructure. So the thing is, something like the airport, there isn't quite enough development and population to support it. But on the other hand, I've been to some universities, especially out west. You come into the closest city, and then you still spend 10 hours on a bus or something. It seems like 10 hours, but you got to drive a long way to get to the campus after you, get to the closest city. And so I think, Penn State's a little unique. It is somewhat still geographically isolated and has to maintain a lot more infrastructure than some other universities. But, the problem with land is there is maintenance costs.
No question. It is not a cheap venture. There's no doubt about that. And as the area grows, the vitality of the university obviously is crucial to this area. I mean, we're talking with Dave Gerdes yesterday. Penn State football alone, while we're bringing in all of these other events, there's no question that a good number of them, that the only reason they even consider it is, well, yeah, that's where Penn State football is, and then, hopefully they get here and the area kind of sells itself. But it is the promotional tool for the area, and, there's no question that town-gown relationship. And it really goes beyond, the town. It's more of the county gown relationship. It's critical, and it's just it's a tough one to navigate sometimes.
Right. Yeah. I'm looking back over the governors we've had the last. How far back is Ridge? I don't know if that's three decades or two, but. With the Ridge administration, there was a lot of hope that this area would become the engine, the growth engine for the state. And it just hasn't materialized in my lifetime, last, 50, 60 years. But it hasn't disappeared either. It's still a dream. And it is coming in place, I think. When I look downtown, I look at the skyline, how it's changed over the last 10 years. Obviously, it's a destination point. It's not my destination. I don't want to live in one of those high rises. But, I look at the plight of the cities that are not too far away, New York City in particular, and I look at that exodus, and I have to think places like State College and maybe Allentown are beneficiaries of this. Folks are reconsidering living in places like New York City when they have a Zoom app on their phone and they can be on the beach anywhere in the world and do their lawyering. And I think some of those folks have decided, as you were saying yesterday, we have the view. It is a beautiful valley. And I think people are coming here and do consider to live downtown, whereas I'm old-fashioned. I still like to cut grass on the weekends. But
well, you've had plenty of opportunity this summer, I'll tell you.
It just keeps coming and coming.
Oh, yeah, it is growing a little more than we're used to at this stage of the year.
Yeah, but I was hoping to get the pole saw out by now and do some tree trimming. Yeah, I'll leave that with you. But, yeah, we're in a state of flux. We're not – yeah, we've got our own history. We have our own unique background and issues to contend with, and I still hang my hat on the hope that Penn State never forgets its engineering roots. I'm in ag, and I actually think what could be good for ag is to partner, and it almost sounds impossible, but the Big Ten represents it represents national agriculture. And I just, for the life of me, I don't know why we can't come up with a shared degree programs in agriculture, because you look across the Big Ten, each and every state does a lot of overlap, but they also can specialize in things. I think Penn State can specialize in forestry. Iowa can definitely specialize in corn production.
Yeah.
We can specialize in some environmental protection, some of the other universities are just getting into. We've been involved with it since the Chesapeake issues back in the early 80s. But I don't know. That takes cooperation, and that's a hard thing to come by.
In this day and age, in particular, it feels like a monumental task to get that any couple of groups of individuals pulling in the same direction. Appreciate the phone call. We're going to take a timeout here. And again, we'll open up the phone lines on the other side. It is our Feeling Fine Friday edition as we kick off the 3-day party weekend with Let's Talk here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now. Call 800-930-0388. That's 800-930-0388. 800-930-0388.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Belfont. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfont. Brothers Pizza, downtown Belfont.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.com?
info. When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 98.7 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an Insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 98.7thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an Insider, only from 98.7 The Fox.
Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64, is your destination for Kubota. At Daughter Equipment in Mill Hall, the savings start before the fair does. It's the Daughter Equipment Fair Savings event going on now. Step into the Kubota LX2620 cab tractor with a factory-installed, climate-controlled cab. You'll stay comfortable no matter the season, heat in the winter, AC in the summer, plus 24.8 horsepower, hydrostatic transmission, and quick-connect load and backhoe options. From mowing to moving snow, the Kubota LX2620 is your all-in-one workhorse. And right now, during Daughter Equipment's Fair Savings event, you can save up to $4,500 on select Kubota LX2620 models. Don't wait for the fair to get started. These deals are happening now at Daughter Equipment, just south of Mill Hall on Route 64. Visit us or see KubotaUSA.com for full details.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at BelfontFair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7.
The Fox.
Let's talk here on a Friday morning. Jeff Byers with you. Mr. Gazy returns on Monday, and we have about 25 minutes, a little less than that, for you to chime in if there's something on your mind. If there is something you or your organization have coming up, we would be happy to promote it. Wonderful use of the airwaves, as we have done with the Happy Valley Brewers Fest, which will roll your way tomorrow from 4 to 8, you know, for the general public, but 3 o'clock for those of us that have the VIP passes, just letting you know. Looking forward to it. That'll be tomorrow at the Porter North lot next to Medler Field at Lorano Park across from Beaver Stadium, where the Nittany Lions are gearing up. And we'll start their season on August 30th against Nevada. Can hardly wait. Now we're getting to the point where it's like, all right, let's get this thing going. Big Ten Media Days again. We'll start next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, in Las Vegas. Go enjoy. The Superman movie is garnering a lot of discussion, and I suspect we will go check it out, our family, at some point. Don't know for sure. Kiddo has, we're doing a lot of camping. Well, my wife and the kiddo are doing a lot of camping. We are all camping out tonight. They have the Shavers Creek camp for the week, and they always finish it up with a camp out opportunity, which we will take advantage of tonight, and then wrap up everything tomorrow morning with a wonderful breakfast. Looking forward to that, and then they're off to residence camp for the Cub Scouts this Sunday through Thursday. So sometime after that, I suspect, I don't know for sure, but I think we'll end up checking out the new Superman movie. Every now and then we seem to get into these discussions with different movies on what they represent, what they don't represent. The political angle on this is to me remarkable, and truthfully, it's, you can make it political, and listen, I think it's the director, James Gunn, that came out and said, you know, it is a political statement, and Superman is an alien, and you know, we should welcome them, and all of this, and whatever. You can look at it. The nice thing, which should be the nice thing about the arts, is we, the consumer, and each individual, we get to ascribe what we want to the product, even if it's completely not what was intended by the artist. Right? You can be making a political statement with a painting, and it's like, well, I'm fighting oppression, and that's what this painting represents. And then somebody comes along and, oh, those are pretty colors. I like the way those colors match, and it reminds me of a nice Sunday morning from my childhood, and I want it for... Well, no, this is a statement. Okay. That's not how it was interpreted. It happens all the time with songs, and I can't believe this person is using that as Born in the USA with Bruce Springsteen is just an example. He's saying it's not good to be born in the USA, and all these okay. So what? People are interpreting it the way they want. Well, no, but that's not what was intended. Okay. Again, once you put out a, you can say what you intended it to be, and that's fine, and people can take that into consideration, and then you get to read a book, watch a movie, look at a piece of artwork, listen to a musical composition, and see it through your own filter. That's perfectly fine. And so, I mean, there are people that are not going to see the movie, and again, certainly within your purview, that's fine. It's not a movie that we're dying to see. I suspect we like, generally speaking, we like the superhero movies. We got into the Marvel movies, and I suspect at some point we will check out this movie, and my guess is we're going to watch it without thinking of the political components, whether intended or not, in the movie. I think it's okay to take the politics out, even where they're intended to be in, and just, I just enjoy it for what it is. And again, I haven't seen it. I've read a few of the reviews. I'm reading all of the political firestorm surrounding it. And it always, it just strikes me as odd, and I don't have a people... Again, it's a nice thing about living in a free country. You ought to be able to express your opinion. It doesn't bother me when an artist comes out and expresses their opinion. I think, you know, to what degree you ascribe an authority to the voice being expressed, that's, again, up to you. But it certainly runs a risk when you come out and definitively stand for one party or the other, or take one view or the other. You do risk, whether if you're in the entertainment industry, all right, well, you could alienate probably close to 50% of your base. Now, again, if it's something you feel strongly about, passionate about, you want to get out there, and no problem with it. I just think you need to recognize the potential commercial risk. And again, there's plenty of artists that have musical artists, entertainers, movie stars, whatnot, that it is part of their brand. Again, whether Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, or just taking up a particular cause, certainly well within your right, just need to be aware of the risk. And I think sometimes probably okay to just, yeah, maybe don't voice an opinion on everything. Maybe just let audiences go enjoy your product without any kind of prejudice from hearing about your viewpoints. It would just be my general thinking. I'm not sure at the end of the day how much of a difference it makes. Again, I think if you put out good music, even if you have an opposing political view, I'm like, oh, I like the music. If you put together a good movie, even if not a big fan of your political view, I can go enjoy the movie and right on down the line. But folks are worked up about it. Some folks. I'm not sure how many folks are really worked up about it, but if you read different columns, makes it sound like a lot of folks are worked up about it. I can't believe anybody would go watch it. I can't believe it's a movie about a fictional character that does good. Can we maybe just enjoy that? Just a thought. Couple of other, again, we're going to delve more into the Sandusky case once again in the next couple of weeks. I'm not overly confident that it's going to make a difference. I am really hoping it does, but it does feel like they are getting some wind at their back. Those that want the truth of the Sandusky case to come out, those that believe that there should be a new trial, which again is anybody that has any sense of fairness and justice. If you've looked at this case, now if you're somebody that just, this was settled, the court said what it is, and you're done with it, and you haven't looked at it, okay. I mean, you certainly have that right. But if you've actually looked at it, I don't think it's possible to come to the conclusion that, that was a fair trial, and nothing needs to be done moving forward. If you look at everything, at the way the prosecution went about its case, if you look at the ethical issues within the prosecutor's office, if you look at the way the grand jury presentment came together and the damage that did, if you look at Penn State and the, I think, very clear mismanagement of the entire case. If you read through now the voluminous evidence that contradicts the guilty verdict, now we have a couple of folks coming forward recanting the allegations. Well, to say nothing of at the time, the speed with which they went to trial, the disregard for just the standard procedural operations in the case that were waived, starting with the preliminary hearing and the way that entire thing went down. It is impossible to not recognize that was a travesty of justice. Even if at the end of the day you somehow think Jerry Sandusky was guilty, it is just impossible to sit there and say that trial was a fair trial, and there's no reason to re-examine the case. It is just not possible. And yet, that's what our courts continue to do. Oh, yeah, no, nothing to see here. And it is terribly frustrating. And again, it's much like the this Epstein case is just, it's fascinating, and to me, because I really don't think there's a whole lot to see there, but I understand and I'm with you. There's still suspicions, and until you get the information out there, and it was. From the PR standpoint, this has been clearly mishandled by the Trump administration. I don't know how anybody can conclude that, no, that the PR here was just brilliantly conducted from day one. That is also an impossible take to have. Whether or not you think all of the information should be released, whether you think there's any there, you can't be saying, yep, we're going to reveal all of this, we have all of this information, and then turn around and say, nope, never mind, nothing to see here, and let's all carry on. And again, I don't think it's, in terms of the everyday, and I think Donald Trump's point, as far as it goes, is accurate. Like, this isn't, if all of the information comes out, it's not going to have a positive impact on the daily Americans' lives, other than we'll feel better about the transparency we're getting from our government. But, I mean, in terms of, like, nobody's life is going to be improved now. Maybe we can prevent some similar situation from happening in the future. Although, rich, powerful people largely seem to get what they want, and it's what money and influence can buy. And should we change that? Sure. Will we change that? Pretty big uphill battle to try to change that. But yeah, transparency. I want all of the information, everything in the Sandusky case to come out, because I think it will clearly exonerate Jerry Sandusky, and I want everything that that can come out. Again, I don't want necessarily the names of all of the victims of Jeffrey Epstein or any of that, but yeah, I'd like a clear, full, comprehensive picture of what all did or didn't go down. And again, we may not have that. The government may not have that. But boy, they sure made it sound like that is what they had. And that is, I think, part of the problem they are now facing. We'll take a break here. Be back to wrap things up for a Friday after this.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Are you looking for the best pizza in town? Look no further than Brothers Pizza in downtown Bellefonte. Good, fast, and did I mention really good? Brothers Pizza also delivers to the immediate area, but you can also enjoy sit-down dining with convenient on-street parking. For fast, friendly delivery, call 355-5581 or stop by at 102 North Allegheny Street in downtown Bellefonte. Brothers Pizza, downtown Bellefonte.
Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Are your deductibles too high? Or are you completely uninsured? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Healthcare Help Desk can help you now, when people need help the most. Health insurance laws and rules have changed. If you have Obamacare, are uninsured, or your premiums are too high, call Healthcare Help Desk. It's free. New healthcare plans are available, and you may qualify for dental coverage and lower copays and deductibles. Make the free call now.
Top quality coverage at the lowest prices anywhere. You may be paying too much and not even know it. In these troubled times, healthcare is more important than ever. Don't let another day go by without health insurance. Policies are being offered with very low copays and deductibles. So if you're uninsured, underinsured, or paying too much, call Healthcare Help Desk.
800-930-2263. 800-930-2263. 800-930-2263.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
It's the 42nd Annual Belfon Arts and Crafts Fair, a committee of historic Belfon. Friday and Saturday, August 1st and 2nd, in beautiful downtown Belfon, and admission is free. Enjoy juried artists offering handmade original work, youth artists, live entertainment, children's activities, and delicious food vendors. New this year, hometown crafters. Learn more at belfontfair.org and follow them on Facebook. Sponsored by the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau.
A few minutes remaining on this Friday edition of Let's Talk. Phone number is 814-954-7266. If you wish to join the program in the waning minutes today. Coming up later today, Nojo Lednoski. He is taking the day off, and so we will not. We'll just have Fox Sports today from both noon to 2 and 4 to 6. Jed Donahue will be back on the airwaves tomorrow morning from 8 to noon, and then both Joe and Jed will be back in their familiar spots, noon to 2 for Joe on Monday. And 4 to 6 for Jed on Monday. But again, Jed will be on the air with the morning program tomorrow from 8 a.m. to noon. But we'll just have Fox Sports today from noon to 2. And also in that 4 to 6 time slot where Jed normally resides. So we'll have Fox Sports most of the day. From 3 to 4, it will be Jim Galati and the Keystone Kickoff Show. Lots of good information with the Penn State football season getting closer and closer. So if you are a Penn State fan, you'll want to tune in. And if you're not a Penn State fan, well, folks, it's time to reevaluate your life and figure out where you went wrong. Still plenty of time to get back on the right track. And, of course, we have Pirates baseball rolling your way tonight. The big showdown between the Central Division cellar dwellers as the Buccos host the Chicago White Sox. That'll be a 6:40 start, 6:15 will be the airtime tonight as we're back to Pirates baseball season here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. And again tomorrow, if you are able, we'd love to see you up at the Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest at Porter North. You can go online, just type in Hoppy Valley Brewers Fest. There are still tickets available for said event. 4 o'clock tomorrow is when everything gets underway, unless, you know, you're an important VIP, in which case, we get in at 3 o'clock. Tomorrow afternoon. And again, a couple minutes remaining here. Looking forward to the weekend again. We get to go out to Shavers Creek tonight. I think it is healthy. I think it is important. Even if you are somebody that gets consumed by politics, and I do. I love political discussion. I love listening and trying to analyze, trying to figure out what's actually happening, who's doing what. It is also really important to give yourself some time away from it all. Go out, enjoy a hike, maybe camp out, just go swimming, go for a walk, whatever the case may be. Take some time this weekend and get away from the angst and the concern and just take some time for you. That would be my recommendation. And we'll talk to you again Monday morning.
We don't just talk sports, we live it. Sports Radio 98.7,
The Fox.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt,